St. Jerome in the Park. Having wandered onto the trail because it led uphill, having swallowed a decaf grande non-fat latte and taken up walking again, having approached a quiet grove near parking and concessions and lain down under a not especially wholesome oak, one of few, not because of its wide authoritative trunk, nor the comforting, vaguely hand-like shape of its leaves, but quite by chance, or, as he might say to himself if he allowed explanations, drawn here, all unwitting, while thinking of something else, say, the opacity of purpose, by inspiration, the God-breath, he lies here still, in his centuries-old dirty linen robe and twine sandals, ropey legs sticking out, darkened by leaf mash and years spent stumbling around the city's many dead ends, searching the port and the neighborhoods for entrances to the wild, his wire-thin arms twitching like a creature the birds have laid out, an effigy of himself dreaming the end of fire. In the distance, the foothills of another country. Nearer, the river. Nearer still, buildings. Now the animals, watching.